This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Funniest tweet I read this week was, even if Hillary Clinton is quarantined, your chances of being whacked remain the same. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. That's so funny. Oh my gosh, your chances of being whacked remain the same, even if Hillary's in quarantine. Because you know, by the way, if Hillary goes to prison, you're still not safe. You know how they pass notes in prison, they take the string out of their garments or something, and they flip the note down to the other side and all that. Prisoners know how to do it. Hillary be running that joint in no time, boy. Head of the Aryan Nation. Head of the white supremacy group in prison for the women. And boy, you know Hillary will be sex trafficking in prison. She'll be running the show over there as soon as she gets there, boy. And let me tell you, don't be a person that has made her mad in prison. Hillary will make your life miserable. You think she's bad on the outside, wait till she gets on the inside. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to 844-551-8255. Boy. I'm serious. The thought of going up against Hillary in the joint, them big sisters would be, oh, don't you mess with that little white girl right there, boy. She got friends. She'll make life rough on you. She will. And Democrats have a way of keeping people in the fold. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Republican, let's just do a quick test. The quick test of Kevin Jackson Show's audience. Have you ever had a conversation with a lefty and you disagree, but you were like, oh, who cares? Yeah, we disagree. Let a lefty, watch how they react towards you. You're like, I don't care. Think what you want to think. Let me put it another way, because this will really bring it home. Is it easier to leave the Republicans or is it easier to leave the Democrats? Which one? Because let me tell you, first of all, I don't know very many people who have left the Republican Party. But if you leave it, leave it. You know, Bill Kristol pretended to be a Republican, and he isn't. Bill Kristol is a putz, okay? He is. But if Bill Kristol says something right occasionally, which I haven't heard it in a while, but if he did, I would go, yeah, in as much as Bill Kristol is a putz, that was correct. In other words, if I saw Bill Kristol at an event, I'd say, hey, Bill, how's it going? How's it going on the other side? How's your career? If he wanted to sit down with me and we were having coffee, I'd talk to him. I wouldn't be mad. There would be no animus. I would go, man, I don't get you. But no big deal. I venture to say many of you feel the same way. Bill Kristol, George Will, even Kellyanne Conway's husband, who is a putz. I would go, George Conway, what is your problem? And that's what I would ask him. But at the end of it, I would go, well, hey, George, nice talking to you. I still think you're completely, you know, you're nuttier than squirrel turds. But hey, live long and prosper. That would be yours, mine. That would be all of our reaction to George. We wouldn't really care. But let me tell you, not the case with leftists. Leftists find a left. Okay, let's do another test. You don't know a person's ideology. You sit down and you're talking to them. And they give you a hint. And you go, well, you know what? Let's just stop, you know, dancing around the pink elephant in the room. What are your policies? Do you like Trump? Oh, yeah, I like Trump. And then they're a lefty. They hate you. If they dance around and go, hey, just out of curiosity, did you like Obama? Yeah, I liked Obama. Oh, really? Well, tell me why. We'd have a conversation. They wouldn't. You're done. They want you gone. They're on the phone to Hillary going, hey, Hillary, look at here, girl. Can you get one of the boys in the hood to get to the boy, to get to old Kevin? I saw this thing. It said, New York Times. It was a title of an article. It says, Never Trump Republicans will support Biden. Yeah, all six of them. They are going to support Biden. George Will, you know, all of them that we were just talking about. They're going to support Biden. Wow. So let me tell you what they were trying to tell you, what they were trying to do to me when I saw that article. They wanted me to know, Kevin, I just want you to understand, we are now solidifying around Joe Biden. And so you need to understand that you need to get on the right side of this, or the left side of this in their case. These never Trumpers, they're overwhelmingly supporting Biden. Yeah. And if I were stupid, like a lefty, if I were a stupid progressive Democrat or a liberal, whatever they want to call themselves, I might fall for it. I might go, wow, the never Trumpers. Yeah. But see, I'm in the know. And so are you. And I know that there's a handful of them. And see, here's what the left does. What they don't understand, what we know. Okay. What we all know about each other. 95% of the Republicans support Donald Trump, period. And let me tell you, all this enthusiasm at these rallies and these town halls and you getting up to listen to the radio show, my show, other shows, you being plugged in, that all speaks to the fact that there's all kinds of momentum behind Trump. The Democrats have one thing, one way to beat Donald Trump. That's if they can massively cheat. That is the only way they can beat Donald Trump. The rest of it is a mind screw.
Hey, have you seen the latest polls? We polled 75% of Democrats and 25% of, well, whatever they were, probably independents. And guess what? Everybody says Joe Biden, with a brain-damaged head, he can beat Donald Trump. You'd have to be a first-class moron to believe that. I don't even want to go into polls or whatever. I'm telling you just common sense. You'd have to be a moron to think that the vice president over the worst administration in the history of this country, a guy who is gaffe-prone, who is the biggest liar in politics, makes Brian Williams look like frickin' Mother Teresa, and you want to believe that he can beat the sitting president who defeated probably the toughest opponent of all, because it wasn't just Hillary Clinton. He was competing against everybody. But Joe Biden is going to step in with his brain-damaged mind, and he's going to beat Donald Trump. If you want to believe, if I can sell you that, I can sell you anything. And Democrats think they can sell that.
Oh, they're selling to the masses, Kevin. People believe it. They don't like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's, you know, at the grassroots level, they know Trump is a liar. He's a womanizer. He hates Mexicans. He hates black people. He hates this, that, and the other.
They couldn't be more wrong. At that lower level, people love Donald Trump. The left are fooling themselves. I'll prove it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
South Carolina. Oh, got old Joe Biden back on track. Derailed the newly minted millionaire. The millionaire, Bernie Sanders. He gets derailed. The Democrat Party realigns itself and finds itself in bigger trouble than when it started. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I hope that this show educates and entertains. More, I hope it educates. That's not true. I hope it entertains. But I still hope that you get some education from it. And in fact, I don't even hope anymore. I know that you do. We're very insightful here. My producers, I would put up with the best of guys. Seriously, in terms of thought process, these guys are amazing. We're going to be creating some new stuff, by the way, here very soon. New bits that we used to run quite a bit. Took a hiatus because there's no money in it. You know, I'm spending money to do that stuff, and it isn't like we're making money doing it. And I love doing it, but at the same time, I gotta pay my staff. You know what I'm saying? I gotta pay the boys. So, but we are gonna get back to it because we've, had some good times in terms of a lot of the campaigns want to work with us because we do such incredible stuff. You remember the rip up of Nancy Pelosi? We did that video, the ripping the pages and putting that to Trump, and we did one on East Cleveland. With Barack Obama,
solid hit. People are going, Kevin, can you do this work? Can you do this? The answer is we can't. We're turning it down because we're making a movie. MAGAthemovie2020.com. It's a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico is going to pay for it. So go there. If you want to help us crowdfund it, you can do it there. Go help us crowdfund MAGA the Movie. All right, so what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about the aftermath of South Carolina. I know it's old. Don't look at me like I'm crazy on that radio of yours. You think that information is old. It's not. What I'm about to impart to you is not old information. It's polling data that is not going to support the Democrats' view that they've got a good candidate. Now, we already know Joe Biden's got dementia. He can't campaign for very long because he starts to show you. You know, he's like your great-great-great-granddaddy. He gets up in the morning, he's fine. By 10 o'clock in the morning, he's already fading. That's Joe Biden. But here's the problem. It isn't just Joe Biden that's fading. It is the Democratic Party who is fading, or that is fading, depending upon which demonstrative pronoun you want to use there. Anyway, it is the Democratic Party who is fading. They're fading. Why are they fading? Because people no longer believe them. They are crooks. Everything that they say is a lie. And it took Donald Trump. Donald Trump made the comment, the declaration. He says, if I weren't president, you wouldn't know the stuff that these Democrats are doing. You wouldn't know how bad this swamp needed draining if I hadn't made it to the presidency. And he is 100% correct. If you want to make it more than 100, I'm cool with that. He is 110%. No, he is 1,000,000% correct. All of it would be correct as long as it's over 100%. Because you would be right, and he would be right. We wouldn't know the depth of which people have been taking advantage of us. We wouldn't know the depth at which Democrats are willing to go to stop you. All for what? Power. With power comes money. But the Democrats don't even care about the money. If you were to give somebody a choice between being all-powerful or being rich beyond belief, but not having any power, which would you take? Yeah, exactly. You take the power. Because if you have the power, you can go take that money anytime you want. And that is what the Democrats do. When they need a little extra coin, they exercise their power and they come take your money. And they hate you now because you upended that system. But let me get to these numbers. These are post-South Carolina debate polls. And let me ask you, how did the debate make you feel about the candidates, is what they said. This is a debate after South Carolina. They go, how did it make you feel about the candidates? Number one answer, 47%, nervous. 47% of people were nervous about the candidates. This was before the South Carolina polls, I should say. It was after the debate. Fiery Clash of the Candidates is what this thing was titled. This was from CBS This Morning. Not This Morning, but that's what they call the show, CBS This Morning. 47% nervous. 42% optimistic. 25% inspired. Apparently, you could vote on multiple of things, right? It isn't an in some game of 100%. 13% were uninspired. 16% pessimistic. 47% nervous. So let's just look at those numbers. 16% of the people out of 100 said, I'm pessimistic. There was nothing there for me. I don't know. Put it in any category you want. How many Republicans do you think watched Donald Trump at the State of the Union or during his town hall in Scranton, in the backyard of Joe Biden, left there going, I'm not inspired, I'm pessimistic, and I'm nervous? Because with the Democrats, 47%, 16%, and 13%. 47% nervous, 16% pessimistic, 13% uninspired. Again, overlap. The 13% could be part of the 47%. The 16% could be part of the 47%. But the biggest category of all, by far, nervous about the candidates. Now, the candidates have narrowed since then. If they were to run this poll again, my question to you is, what do you think those numbers would be? Do you think people are still nervous? Do you think people are optimistic? 42% of the people said they were optimistic. You may go, Kevin, that's a pretty big number. You know, 42% are optimistic. Okay. Well, what it also means is 58% are not optimistic. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, have you? Yeah. So let me just give you a side-by-side comparison of two different figures, okay? Inspired, 25%. Uninspired, 13%. So the inspired gap is 12%. 25% of Democrats are more inspired than the uninspired. But the total of those is together only 48% of inspired and uninspired. So the 52% that did not answer that whether they were inspired or uninspired, where are they? Let me use it a different way. Inspired were 25%. What does it mean? What's the number that weren't inspired? 75%? You get what I'm saying? It's not an end-sum game. Every one of these categories is 100%. 25% of the people were inspired. 75% weren't. So you could say, well, Kevin, uninspired, 13%. So 87% were inspired. No, I have the number. Only 25% of the 87% were inspired. What were the others? No answer, right? Not inspired. I can tell you that. So the Democrats, all of the polling, if you look at a poll and they go, oh, Donald Trump doesn't do well against Joe Biden. If you want to look at that poll and believe it, you know, again, go be with the people that think Bernie Sanders was a formidable opponent. But when you look and delve into these polls, you find out the real truth.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
While we are currently losing the delegate count, approximately 800 delegates for Joe Biden and 660 for us, we are strongly winning in two enormously important areas which will determine the future of our country. Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
The World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic. That essentially means the virus is a threat to the entire planet. It has killed nearly 4,400 people across the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The infamous black vote. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I get calls all the time. Kevin, will you do media on this? Can you talk to us about this? And it is about the infamous black vote. Let me tell you something, conservatives, Republicans, here's what you don't do. You do not pander to the infamous black vote. I congratulate you. Because what you say to black people is, you are part of the human race. I do not separate you based on the color of your skin. I separate you not even based on the content of your character. I just separate you based on the fact that your DNA assembled on terra firma in what is known as the United States of America. And if you're a citizen of this country, go vote the way you vote. You know what white people do? You know what other leftist blacks do? They say, Kevin, you got to be part of this monolithic culture that says, vote black. And by vote black, it means vote Democrat. And it doesn't matter that Democrats don't give a crap about black people. They don't give a crap about black people. They've proven it decade over decade. Black folks have the world at their fingertips on a cell phone. We are bright. We are creative. We can sell anything, including thug culture, which is what we sell the most of. And we still rely on these crazy Democrats who've done nothing but cordon us into black neighborhoods, put us into black schools, and make us think black-centric, right? We don't think about America. We don't think about the greater good. We don't think about the sacrifice as a rule. As individuals, we do, when we're not as groupthink. But when we're collective, oh my gosh, leftist collective blacks is the last place on the planet you want to be. It is the most dangerous place on the planet. Give me Iraq and Fallujah with no sniffing dog, no military, and let me tell you, a black neighborhood is far more dangerous. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, and I'm just spewing out truth. I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care what color you are. As we say in the vernacular, from 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy, I'm going to tell you the way that it is. If you don't like it, there's plenty of places on the dial or on the internet where you can find people who are willing to lie to you and tell you what you want to hear. I'm not going to do it. Ain't enough money in it. And even if there were money in it, I still wouldn't take that money. But I do want to talk to you about this infamous black vote and the fallacy therein. Former Vice President, creepy, sleepy, shady Joe Biden won South Carolina big. And supposedly it was the black vote that propelled his resurgence to front runner status. And boy, the Democrats were happy. They were happy that they didn't have to go with Bernie. They were looking for any lifeline to say, please tell us we don't have to accept this socialist. And black people, please don't go for Bernie. Think about it. They've trained black people to vote for Bernie because Bernie's Mr. Free. I'm going to give you free education. I'm going to give you free child care. I'm going to give you free lunch. I'm going to give you a free Audi and some cars for your, what do you call his cabin? I forget what Bernie has a name for his cabin. He didn't call it a cabin. but whatever it is. So Bernie's going to give everything away for free. Who better to pander to the silly Negro vote than Bernie Sanders? But Joe Biden supposedly won the silly Negro vote. But what the media didn't tell you about Biden and how much of that vote he got showcases Democrats' real problem with this infamous Yeti known as the black vote. Oh, it exists. I'm not saying the Yeti, I'm not trying to imply that it doesn't exist as if the Yeti doesn't, but I'm just telling you that the infamous black vote maybe doesn't exist to the level that the Democrats want you to believe. Now, Politico, they bragged about Biden's numbers among blacks in South Carolina. Pay attention. Don't make me come with my ruler and slap you on your hands. I will treat you like a Catholic school nun. Well, yeah, I guess that's still okay, right? If I tell you, I'm going to treat you like a teacher in the fifth grade, that has different implications, doesn't it? Anyway, Politico bragging about Biden's numbers. Here's what the article was titled: Why Biden's Rivals Can't Break His Block on Black Voters. Biden's got a block on him. Yeah, Biden has them like, linebackers, and the black people are trying to get through the line, and Biden's linebackers are locking arms and saying, you cannot go to the other side. No, I'm not going to let you talk to those other Democrats. God forbid you try to talk to a Republican. We'll throw you down to Chinatown. Here's what they said. Politico. Polling by the Washington Post and Ipsos released a week ago found Biden at 48% with black voters nationally, compared with Sanders at 20% and Warren at 9%. Buttigieg received only 2% support among black voters, less than the 4% who backed former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Mini Mike! A recent Fox News poll of South Carolina had Biden with 43% among black voters in the state, trailed by billionaire Tom Steyer at 16%. They also finished 1-2 overall among Democratic primary voters. Yeah. Understand, folks, that according to these numbers, the top three vote getters in South Carolina didn't do better than either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton in their primaries. These are the numbers. This was NBC News reporting Biden's numbers paling in comparison to both Obama and Clinton. And I'm going to read this. Most black voters have had only two choices in recent Democratic primary history. So it's a lot easier to consolidate when there are two choices and one is clearly better than the other when there are seven choices and you feel the same about all of them. This is what Adisu Dimisi, who was Cory Booker's campaign manager, said. Obama and Clinton both had unique, strong historical appeal among black voters, he said of the candidates, who each won more than 80% of the African-American electorate in the state. I do not think there are any other candidates in the race right now who have the same level of affinity. Biden is the closest. There you have it. So Biden is the closest. The numbers did come out for South Carolina. And I don't know. I saw two different sets of numbers, but I'm going to tell you what the next story. And this came from Vox. They said Biden won the South Carolina primary handily with almost half of all votes. He led by even more among African-American voters, winning 61% of the black vote, placing him 44 percentage points ahead of his competitors for that key demographic, according to an exit poll from the Washington Post. His closest competitor among black voters was Sanders, who received 17% of the vote. So let's run with these numbers. Let's say that they're legit. I don't know, nor do I care. I'm just saying these are the polls that got reported, and I'm going to compare them to the ones for Obama and Clinton. So 61%, first of all, is a far cry from 80%. If my math is correct, then 19% fewer blacks voted for the presumed front runner than in previous primaries featuring Obama and Clinton. So where did those 19 points go? That's a critical answer. That's what Democrats should be asking themselves. Why did Biden not have as much as... And I think that the left, they try to answer it by saying, well, Barack Obama was the first black potential president, and Hillary Clinton was the first potential woman president. Okay? Biden's the, well, he wouldn't be the first potential moron president, that's for sure, because there have been a few, mostly Democrats. I don't know. Buttigieg didn't do very well. He would have been the potential, first potentially good or potentially LGBT. He didn't do very well. So, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, before I answer that question, I do want to say this. Black people aren't interested in Biden. And the Democrats' vitriol and their attempted coups, not coup, coups as in plural, against Trump did not help their cause one bit. But now, let's go back and answer that question. The 19% folks of the voters that did not come out for Biden, because it was 80% for both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the 19% or the 61% that Biden got left a gap of 19% that I will tell you went to President Trump. Now, my team, we've highlighted some important issues in the black community like criminal justice reform and school choice. We showcase regularly the hypocrisies of the left with messaging and marketing. We educate blacks regularly on the inconsistencies in Democrats' policies. Moreover, the results for blacks after decades of undying, unwavering support of the Democrats. And let me tell you what you need to know. I'm not part of Black Voices for Trump. I mean, I feel like I am one, but I don't have a hat, and I haven't been to the White House on this. But I'll tell you this. Our team is doing its part to move that black vote. The reason why you're seeing the numbers that you're seeing is because of people like me. And unlike the cult of personalities that are out there that say, oh, yeah, I'm moving the black vote, I can give you empirical numbers on projects that we are doing in the black community to do this. And it is reflected in all these numbers. So while you guys are out there going, Kevin, I don't really understand it. What do you think about the black vote? What do you think about this vote? We are doing it. It isn't conjecture. I'm not guessing. It's not a guessing game. We're asking people what they think. We're going out on the street and talking to people and getting an input. And that's the difference. We're not going from big speech to big speech, getting paid a bunch of fat money to tell people what they want to hear. We know the numbers because we are generating the numbers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And folks, but to unify this nation, we first have to unify our party. And over the past week, we've gone a long way toward doing that. Mayor Pete, Senator Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Senator Booker, Senator Harris, Mayor Bloomberg. They have done something that I think the press is perplexed with as much as I am, that they've all come out and endorsed one at one time.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I think Joe Biden really is perplexed. I think he's going, why would they all unite behind me? I mean, they were just bashing me only weeks ago, calling me a racist and telling me I was out of touch and that I'm, you know, maybe have dementia. And things like this. And suddenly, I'm perplexed. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Joe should be perplexed. He's in order to unify the nation, we got to unify the party. Good luck with that. It's so funny. These guys act as if they're the ones who know how to unify. They are the biggest dividers. Hey, so wait a minute, Kevin Jackson. How much, well, they have a term for it. What's it called? Intersectionality. Kevin, you have intersectionality of being black and maybe being poor. But that male thing's not working for you. You know, if you were LGBT, you'd have a little more intersectionality, and we could deal with you. We could listen to you. We could pay attention to you. If I were black and gay and flamboyant, then I'd have much more to say. They'd listen to me more. Let me tell you, if I came out as gay and I decided to be a Democrat, I would be richer than Bloomberg within a decade. I swear to you, I would die the richest man in the world. Oh, yeah. I know how to take advantage of my gayness, baby. Work it, Kevin. Work it, baby. Woo! Man, intersectionality. Unify the party. How are you going to unify the AOC, green weenie climate change crew, with some of these other clowns? You got racist. Elizabeth Warren is all about women. That's it. She don't care about men. She's all about women. Bernie Sanders is a communist. He wants to take it from you and give it to them. There's a big faction of Democrats that also are like, yeah, we're kind of fiscal conservatives. We're social leftists, but we're fiscal conservatives. They can't stand Bernie Sanders, but have never voted for him. And then you've got the communists and the Antifas, and, you know, they want to bash everybody's heads. Those are the Bernie bros. You think they love the moderate tone of Biden? What we're going to do is we're going to unify, and we're going to do this and that. In other words, status quo, where Americans are getting, you're getting screwed. Getting screwed. But Joe Biden's perplexed. How could all these people in a week have come together to support me? This is so weird. Yeah, Joe. It is weird, because you never expect. Joe Biden thought he don't believe anybody. Joe Biden and his team thought they were toast. I've talked about it. After Nevada, they thought they were toast. Joe headed to South Carolina as fast as he could, and he started begging for buttermilk. Black people, please save me, please. And they obliged, not in the numbers Joe needed. I talked about it in another show. Perplexed. Anyway, the Democrats are making new rules for Joe Biden. New complete rules. The DNC, they say it's changing its debate format to limit the rigorous standing required by candidates at a time when there is renewed scrutiny over former Vice President Joe Biden's fitness for the White House. His fitness, they're now questioning. Uh-oh, what's going on here? The DNC announced on Friday that the format for its next debate to be held in Arizona on March 15th would have the candidates seated behind a desk fielding questions from the audience. The format change was reported by Politico, and it would be a departure from the past 10 debates where candidates stood behind lecterns and faced questions from its moderators. After 10 debates, the DNC worked with its network partners to adapt the March debate to the smaller field of candidates to give voters more of a choice, the DNC spokesperson said. I love when they try to snow you. Yeah, yeah, it's a much better situation. And what it is let's just keep Joe from getting too exhausted. Oh, creepy Joe. I said earlier in the broadcast, Jill Stein, a vapid leftist, somebody that just absolutely cannot stand us, we conservatives, and she is saying, look, you must recognize this dementia. You're not going to hide this forever. This is not made up. There's how much evidence is there? Seriously. Come on, Democrats. I mean, give old Joe a break. Let Joe go out to pasture. I'm telling this for his own good. Let Joe Biden go out to pasture. I know you don't have anybody in the bullpen. But bringing up 77-year-old geriatrics who can't remember, who Joe would be stumbling around the White House mumbling to himself, digging in his butt. And I don't know what he would. I'm just saying, you know, crazy stuff. Oh, he can try to appear sane for a while, but it's not. Look, this is a stressful job. Donald Trump makes it look easy, but it is a stressful job. And Joe Biden, he's not up for it. Anyway, here's what they say. The change occurs as the Democratic field narrow, leaving Biden and Sanders as the only two viable candidates. Now, Tulsi Gabbard's still in the race. She hasn't dropped out yet. Tulsi Gabbard's running around going, look, what about these rules? I thought the rule was for the underdog. Here's Gabbard. She's now finally gotten to the point where she's playing a Kasich. You know, there was Cruz and Trump. And then there was Kasich, who hung on. And we allowed Kasich to stay in the race. Kasich thought he was going to go into a broker convention and do something. So here's Gabbard going, look, I think Bernie Sanders could have a heart attack. Joe Biden could have a mental crash. And well, I would be the only person left standing. So I'm hanging in there. I want to go on the debate stage. I'm still in the race. And they go, no, we don't want our young Pacific Islander, veteran woman, who's kind of a centrist. I mean, she's a far left-leaning as far as I'm concerned, but she's left-leaning, quote, moderate, that we don't want her in it. We're going to discriminate against the final, if only Tulsi Gabbard were gay. Then she would really have a case. She would have all the intersectionality covered. So they don't want her in it. So they're changing the debate rules for the two old guys. Sanders said while discussing machinations that led to the Senator Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg dropping out and backing the former president, what was very clear from the media narrative and what the establishment wanted was to make sure that people coalesced around Biden and defeat me. We're taking on the establishment, the corporate establishment, the political establishment. I agree. Look. I don't think Bernie could, well, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know whether Bernie could have beaten Biden on his own. I think he could have. You know, but I'm saying it isn't a statement of defense, like, oh, Bernie had it in a bag. No, I don't believe that. But he certainly had the momentum. And I'm telling you, South Carolina is not about Biden. But, you know, people going, we love Joe Biden, boy, we couldn't wait. Black folks in South Carolina, you remember on the show we played a clip and black people were like, well, we know Biden might be the best, Biden. But then they go, who you voting for? And they go, I'm voting for Steyer. I'm voting for Buttigieg. I'm voting. No, it was on of a poll, I think 7 or 8 people, only a couple of them were Biden. That was what was really happening. So here's my point. By the time Nevada ended, everybody, every DNC operative, you name it, was out there. Clyburn, the CBC, Congressional Black Circus Clowns, all of them were trying to get this thing shifted over to Biden. It was, we cannot let Bernie handle it. I don't have any proof of that, but I believe that with all my heart. Super Tuesday, everybody started rallying around. Nancy Pelosi made phone calls. Chuck Schumer, they all started promising Buttigieg, all these people, money. Come out, say you're for Biden, we're going to do it. And Biden is perplexed, he said. He's wondering, how did all this unity suddenly occur? You know, boy, it sure feels good to be back on top. Well, Joe, here, I hate to break it to you, bro. You're not back on top. It's all fabricated. And now the fake news narrative begins. You notice in that clip I played earlier in the broadcast, Joe Biden, he gets heckled at, hey, what do you think? You're at a Trump rally? You can't be blaming Trump, Trump. And then he finally goes, it's Bernie bros. Then he goes back to Trump. No, it's Trump people. Because he wants us to, he wants you to believe that it's the Trump people that are disrupting him, that don't want him to win. Trump people don't care. Joe, bring it. You think Donald Trump gives a crap which one of these clowns he faces? I promise you he doesn't. He knows he can be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.